Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Now, we welcome into the program our music expert, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
All right. All right.
There is a lot of stuff on the list this morning.
It is. It was a busy week.
Let's start with the farewell tours. Kiss.
Yeah, I mean, we had a couple announced this week. Kiss, you know, went on America's Got Talent to announce their end of the road world tour, a farewell tour that we've been hearing about and they've been talking about for some time. This is, of course, not the first time Kiss has said goodbye. Back in 2000 and 2001, they performed a farewell tour. It was called the Farewell Tour. But now, you know, truth be told, that was the farewell tour for the original foursome. And then Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley went on and continued to tour with Eric Singer and Tommy Thayer. So this will supposedly, starting next year, be the farewell tour for Gene and Paul. And interestingly, really? Paul has spoken over the years about whether Kiss could continue with other people, kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah.
But I think you'd be hard-pressed to make that happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Kiss goes from an arena act to, like, a theater act at best if Gene and Paul aren't there.
Well, but if Gene and Paul are tired of doing it and they have, this is, I don't know, I can't believe I'm saying this, all the money they want, especially for Gene Simmons. What's to stop, you know, some other guys from like buying the company and making money with it, no matter what it turns into,
or more likely leasing.
Okay.
The rights.
And
that's the question. You know, somebody certainly could do that. I still don't think it has the same appeal or the same draw.
It won't, but, you know, Johnson's Wax started out as a buggy polish. So
yeah, not basically. You'd be sending an authorized Kiss tribute band on the road.
I don't think as a Kiss fan I'm interested in seeing anybody other than Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley at minimum on stage.
Right.
The Eagles are down to minimum band members at this point.
That's true, although they were able to do it right. But that's a whole different kind of music and show.
That's
too
true. What about Bob Seger?
Yeah, Seger has announced the Traveling Man, you know, farewell tour. That's going to kick off on November 21st in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Most of the dates announced for this so far are the makeup dates. You'll remember that just about a year ago, he had to postpone the tour he was on because he needed spinal surgery, and he's had that. Apparently, it was successful enough for him to go back on the road. There's actually dates booked into May already, so it looks like he's going to do several short blasts between now and next spring, maybe next summer, and then supposedly call it a day.
How old is Bob Seger?
Bob's 73.
Okay.
So, you know, just getting to
point.
He's been talking about this since the first time he mentioned retiring from the road to me was in 1986.
That's from the road, though.
From the road, right. No, he has said he'd still like to write songs, he'd still like to record.
I saw Tony Bennett singing on Good Morning America. He's 93. Come on, Bob.
Well,
a little bit different.
Little different kind of show, and I'll tell you what, if you know, it's still a magical experience seeing Tony Bennett because he's Tony freaking Bennett.
Did Tony Bennett ever sing a version of old-time rock and roll?
I doubt it.
Really? I'm going to look for it right now.
Yeah, so Tony, you know, but seeing Tony, you know, now is a little different than even seeing Tony 10 years ago. But you know what? He still gets out there and does it. He puts on a tux or a suit, and you're, like I say, you're sitting there saying, that's Tony freaking Bennett.
We have a Super Bowl show.
We do. We think we do.
Yeah.
Maroon 5 is being, you know, according to sources, anonymous sources, are supposedly this year's entertainment for the halftime of the Super Bowl. You know, that'll be in Atlanta this year. But there's been no confirmation from either the band or the NFL. The NFL released a statement just saying that, look, it's always part of the national sport to, you know, for people to speculate on who the halftime entertainment's going to be. You know, nothing's confirmed yet, and we'll tell you when we're ready. But, you know, supposedly it's going to be Maroon 5 with some other current acts like Cardi B and Travis Scott doing guest appearances, kind of like, you know, when Bruno Mars curated the one a couple years ago or a few years back.
Yeah, he had to come on and save Coldplay.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to be the Super Bowl halftime show. The new model is less about one particular performer and rather kind of like an all-star show curated by or anchored by one act. So supposedly it's going to be Maroon 5. We'll see if we get an official announcement of that soon.
Dickie Betts is in poor health.
Yeah, the Allman Brothers Band even tweeted this morning, everybody pray for brother Dickie. He is going into surgery this morning to relieve pressure on his brain after a freak fall the other day. He was playing with his dog, I guess, at home in Sarasota, and he tripped and fell and hit his head, so there's been swelling and everything in the brain. It's been a tough year, you know. First he had a comeback, you know, Dickie Betts came back, was playing live again, sounding pretty good, lucid and everything. Then he suffered a stroke, a mild stroke, and now this. So, you know, I have a feeling the comeback's over, and they just need to get Dickie Betts back into some degree of health.
Alec Baldwin says that the Beeb is married to his niece, and we also heard there's no prenup.
Not that they said or not that we know of. This has been bouncing around, the are they or aren't they. Justin and Haley haven't.
Right. Alec Baldwin says they did get married.
Yeah, on the red carpet the other night at the Emmys, he said, yeah, they went off and got married. I don't know what the whole deal is, but, says she, you know, Alec Baldwin, has only met Bieber once, but, you know, he thinks he's, you know, he approves of the match. But, you know, according to him, they are married. They haven't acknowledged that to the rest of the world, but, you know, sooner or later, I'm sure they will.
But Justin has $265 million, and she has two, and he doesn't want a prenup.
You know, would you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yes.
If I were at Justin Bieber, I guess I would, but maybe he just doesn't believe in the story.
He believes in true love, and, you know, if it doesn't go right, he still has $130 million.
32 and a half.
You can still believe in true love with a prenup.
With a prenup.
You can.
You know, I don't know who's counseling him. You know, it's not like this guy is a model of rational behavior.
True.
Over the years. But, you know, maybe her career will take off and she'll become, you know, as rich as him.
Maybe.
And maybe monkeys will fly out of my butt.
He hasn't done anything too weird lately. I mean.
No, he seems to be kind of back on track. And from all reports, this is a real and good relationship. So, you know, good for both of them.
All right. So he's pushing all his chips in on we're married and staying that way.
We couldn't call this a real music news address if we didn't talk about the Spice Girls.
There we go.
She's back at it. That would be Mel B. She went on Late Show with James Corden the other night. He asked her about the Spice Girls reunion, and she said it's 100% on. It's a go, definitely for the four of them, you know, Baby Spice, Sporty Spice, and Ginger Spice. Posh Spice still apparently up in the air. You know, Mel B hopes that, you know, that Victoria Beckham will rejoin the reunion. But, you know, right, you know, she's a bit of a holdout, it sounds like. Apparently the two of them, Scary Spice and Posh Spice, had a bit of a falling out. And then, you know, Mel B has a memoir coming that they say is a real tell-all that Posh Spice is not at all happy about. So we'll see.
But they're going.
The odds are on. Mel B is a bit of a nut, but I don't think she's mouthing off about this without some due reason for it.
All right, I'll pick the final one this morning. McCartney. There's two of them. They're revamping the Let It Be movie?
Yeah. He says that, because it was such a downer, he told this to Canadian radio, that the original Let It Be movie was such a downer, you know, basically showed you the breakup of the Beatles. He said there's still 50-odd, 60 hours of material that wasn't used that's actually a lot more joyous and spirited. And so they're thinking about going into that.
And where's that going? To Netflix, Hulu?
Is
it going to theaters?
Netflix, Hulu. It'll probably go to theaters. And then be sold to somebody else, you know, kind of like they did with the Eric Clapton documentary. So we'll see. I mean, you know, Paul is saying a lot of stuff these days, you know, not all of it that we necessarily need to hear.
And he's got a number one album.
He does. First time in 38 years for him. Egypt Station's number one album in the country. Good for him. You know, it's a good album, and it's always nice to see a familiar name like that on the top of the charts.
What was the last number one then?
What was the last number one with Flowers in the Dirt?
38 years ago.
What was it?
I think it was Flowers in the Dirt.
What was on that album?
That was kind of his 80s comeback album. Pieces of Eight was on that album, My Brave Face. He had a couple of songs he wrote with Elvis Costello on there. And that's the one he toured on. You know, his big solo, well, actually technically his first solo tour. It wasn't a Wings tour. So anyway, that's the one he toured on. So that kind of drove sales of that album.
All right, Gary.
All right, you guys have a great weekend.
You as well.
And we'll talk next week.
All right, Gary Graff, he's our music expert. You get him on Friday morning.